Welcome to Managing Technology the Right Way with your host, Sung Jogal, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you don't have time for college, let the college come to you via the internet. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Now showing you how to manage technology the right way, here's Sung Jogal.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show. It needs careful planning and flawless execution to make technology work for us. But how many times do we succeed? On this show, we invite business leaders and subject matter experts with extensive experience in technology management. The intent here is to learn from their experience and discuss better ways to manage technology. To learn more about the show, please visit talkshow.avval.com. That is talkshow.avval.com. Today's topic is getting the best out of an enterprise network. Our guests are P.G. Narayanan and Stephen Elliott. P.G. Narayanan is the CEO of Allot Communications, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Allot Communications that is responsible for Allot activity in America. Mr. Narayanan brings with him more than 20 years' experience in telecommunications industry. Prior to joining Allot, Mr. Narayanan was Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at ADC Telecommunications, the broadband company. His extensive experience includes senior-level management positions in research and development, product marketing, marketing communications, operations, and customer service. Mr. Narayanan was the president of OCCOM Internetworking Division, and prior to OCCOM, he was the VP and GM of Cray Communications, Inc. Steve is a senior analyst in IDC's Network and Service Management Program, focusing on research and analysis of enterprise and service provider network management markets and the impact of these technologies on IT organizations. Prior to IDC, Steve was a research director covering storage management at Hurwitz Group. Steve also held senior positions in research and product marketing and consulting with leading organizations including Intech, Gartner, Forrester, Insight Group, and the Insight Group in the IT infrastructure and management discipline. Good morning, folks. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning.
So how has the business been treating you in this year?
Well, Sanjay, this is P.G. Narayanan. I think this is, we are in a very hot market, especially in the enterprise space that we are talking about. People are deploying multiple level of applications. We see a very good growth this year.
So, Steve, how have you seen the enterprise networking and under the market space that you are covering? How have you seen the business moving here?
Well, we've seen the business growing in a tremendous fashion, and I think specifically from an enterprise standpoint, you know, companies are beginning to recognize and look for technologies that are really driving efficiencies and certainly becoming more business-centric in the way in which their technology investments are able to support, you know, not only tactical short-term objectives like, you know, just lowering the cost of bandwidth, but longer-term, such as really enforcing, or I should say, really supporting and driving lines of business, revenue, and certainly maintaining customer relationships.
Now, let me ask you this, especially when we talk about such technology solutions, is the intent to some extent to replace the skilled resources which are already available in an enterprise? For example, like when we talk about, you know, traffic management solution or network traffic management solution that is being offered not by only you but other companies as well. Now, if an enterprise has a network and security staff, I mean, they can do all the things that are necessary for them to be able to, you know, set up policies to control and for the intrusion, as well as, you know, how much data flows from which path from to where. If everything can be done by these people, what is the, you can say, incremental benefit that you are bringing to the table with these solutions, and are you trying to replace a human resource?
Sanjog, first of all, the traffic management or bandwidth management in this space, we are not trying to replace the employees. We are actually helping the employees to resolve the time-critical application, what's going on in the network. So if you look at the traffic management, what we do is we identify all the application running in the network and its behavior and also the employee behavior in that network. And this can be done through real time and historical point of view. So when there is a critical application running, today in the IT managers or the employees do not have a real good visibility to the application layer and application behavior and have that behavior mapped to the bandwidth and have that mapped to an employee and the overall performance of the critical applications.
So would you say it is more like a visibility application versus an automation tool?
Absolutely. So what we do is, the traffic management company, what we do is that we are able to identify all the applications, so applications such as email, FTP, voice over IP, is people downloading music, is people uploading music, are there an instant messenger, how much bandwidth each application taking, is a Citrix running, is a Citrix print running. All these different, we can support close to 600 something applications, and we give looking to the details of the application, then we show the IT manager its behavior, and then we give those IT managers the ability to control these applications or user behavior depends on what the business criticality is. If business want to run B2B, then you give that application high priority over email, for example. The another way to look at it quickly is think about valuable employees in your company. They are going, doing whatever job they want to do, day-to-day basis, first come, first basis, right? And they are not properly allocated to the appropriate priorities. And what we allowed to do is, and as an example, those employees able to work on the most important critical issues, just like applications, most important application get the most resources. That's what we do.
Any thoughts, Steve, on this?
Yeah, and I think a second way to look at it as well is, you know, this is really somewhat of an early warning system specifically for WAN managers who, you know, who are looking for security breaches on their networks. And not only are they able to identify bandwidth, heavy users, and where that bandwidth's being allocated towards, but really, you know, through pattern matching technologies and pattern recognition technologies that many companies have, they're able to scan quickly where security breaches or security threats may be occurring within their infrastructure and at least have some level than they currently have today of an early warning of what may be occurring from a security breach perspective.
But all these tools, whether you talk about network pattern management and or the security breaches, intrusion detection, all those things are available maybe not in one solution but across the different solutions which have been existing, and I think most enterprises out there might be using some or the other flavor of those applications which are existing. So what would a consolidation effort of bringing a bandwidth management solution or network management solution bring to the table for them? Go ahead,
well,
anybody.
Yeah, well, let me just jump in here. Today, what the type of products are available out there is, for example, firewall. Let's look at the functionality of the firewall. Firewall basically trying to get all the web traffic in to your website and not anywhere else, and at the same time, the employee go out to send out the email and the web. Basically, everything else is kind of shut down, so you don't have any threat to your company. But now let's look at application like peer-to-peer. They are very clever applications that can go change the port numbers and dynamically change the port number and look at the open holes in the firewall and able to get through those firewalls. So this ID, for example, the IDS, the intrusion detection device, they just do intrusion detection. They do not go into the level of application monitoring, application prioritization. So the difference between the firewall and traffic management is firewall just block unwanted ports and get through the ports that you wanted to get through. The application traffic management is monitor the applications, monitor the user behavior, and then based on that, give the real-time visibility and then ability to control those. And those devices not exist today.
And it should be clear, too, that we're talking about, when you talk about network management or traffic management type tools, you know, there are capabilities or inferences that a user can get from a security perspective. However, you know, clearly the security operations group would want to use their own tools to hone in on the security issues of a particular area. This is just one way that provides a little bit more visibility than what most traditional networking executives are used to in gaining some security intelligence from their network.
So in a way, what you're saying is you may not want to, I mean, while these existing, you can say sensing devices or monitoring devices or applications that are available, they're looking at network package assets, but you are giving it almost like a context, an application context, saying this particular application is doing this, is having this behavior, it is using, consuming bandwidth in this way, so they can literally pinpoint versus trying to go and, you know, from bottom-up approach, trying to identify this packet was originated from which application and try to deal with it. Is that
good? Good example, Sanjog, is this. Say you got a call from one of your employees to the IT department saying, yesterday my Citrix was slow. It was taking 20-second, 30-second refresh. Today they do not have a vehicle, they don't have a tool to go back and look at yesterday's at that time, 2 o'clock, and see what behavior to the network. The only thing they know through the standard management devices like HP OpenView and so on, they know the devices, the link is up, they know they were pumping data, but they cannot go in to dig into a port level or a site level to see the behavior yesterday afternoon at 2 o'clock, exactly what are the applications, who are the people looking at it, and how much each application taking the bandwidth, and look at that, dig into that, and we able to, traffic management devices able to do that, and then not only that, you see the consumption that we also able to prioritize, so in the future that problem will not exist because IT manager can say I want Citrix to be 256K.
All right. So yeah, let's look at it from the standpoint of on the fly prioritization. I mean, as we already discussed that, you know, these things are security and intrusion detection, and to some extent, you know, network bandwidth quota, which is established, is done by existing utilities. But it seems like, you know, your on-the-fly prioritization of data flowing through the network could be one of the value propositions of such a solution, a network traffic management solution. But let's deal with this when we come back from the break. So please stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix is the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011. Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Today's leaders are always looking for significant things to do next Monday to make things happen. So make it a point to tune in to Launching Leaders with Maureen Rowe next Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Launching Leaders is a show that will give you tips and tools as well as insightful information on how you can develop your leadership skills. So tune in to Launching Leaders with Maureen Rowe every Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Informative, entertaining, and educational talk. www.voiceamerica.com. Come find out what you've been missing.
Do you want practical business talk radio that thinks outside of the box? Then you need to tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time to Business Out of the Box with Margo Maddock-Murphy. Margo will tackle many different aspects of the business world, from building and reclaiming your profit to improving communication and breakthrough thinking, with great opportunity to call in with your questions or new business ideas. Your host, Margo Maddock-Murphy, is a veteran in business deployment and profit building with companies such as AT&T and Johnson & Johnson. Her business experience spans the globe, working with over 40 countries and in 11 industries. Margo, her guests, and callers are truly your airtime business solution finder. So don't miss your chance to keep the profit in your pocket and get out of the box every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Once again, that's Business Out of the Box, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio with a business perspective.
Talk radio with a business perspective. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Learn how to be a better leader, expand your business and management skills, further your career. The Finishing Touch with Minna Brown, enhancing your skills, advancing your career, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. Minna Brown, host and experienced executive coach, uses a unique combination of hands-on business skills coupled with exceptional communication skills to inspire and inform you on ways to take your career to the next level. Log on to Business America Radio and listen to The Finishing Touch with Minna Brown, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You are listening to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is getting the best out of an enterprise network, and our guests are P.G. Narayanan and Stephen Elliott. P.G. Narayanan is the CEO of Allot Communications, a wholly owned subsidiary of Allot Communications that is responsible for Allot activity in America. Steve is a senior analyst in IDC's network and service management program, focusing on research and analysis of the enterprise and service provider network management markets and the impact of these technologies on IT organizations. Before the break, we discussed about the existing solutions already providing the security and the intrusion detection and to some extent network monitoring. So we were about to deal with the topic of the value proposition of these solutions. So can we safely say, is it the on-the-fly prioritization of the data flowing through the network is the incremental benefit that we talk about? Of course, we spoke about other things where, you know, it looks at it from an applications level, but the you can say the real value proposition seems like that you are trying to say, as the network is being used, you see on the fly which application gets the most resources. So please share your thoughts.
Well, sure. I think, you know, part of the big value proposition is not only having deeper capabilities in understanding where and who the bandwidth's being used by, but certainly in planning out future bandwidth needs from a scalability perspective, as well as even from a monitoring standpoint, being able to better control the bandwidth quality of service, or I should say, you know, that's fair, and certainly application quality of service, and being able to better monitor the performance availability of those applications over the wide area network, and certainly even in intranet-based enterprise, where a lot of companies now are heavily dependent on intranets, and being able to maintain the performance availability of those infrastructures is critical.
Did you want to talk on that?
Yeah, so just to add it to that, it's in typical enterprise network, there is two major aspects. One is the internet connection, another one is the intranet connection. Some of the technology that we were talking about, firewall and so on, is mostly connected to the on the link to the internet. But there is a huge amount of problem on the intranet. The company, very large or medium-sized companies, they're putting major applications such as Voice over IP or Citrix, Oracle, those applications, they put millions of dollars and using a traffic management that they can actually look at the current network performance before they deploy the applications. Then, of course, ongoing basis to maintain the performance of the network, they can continue using and monitoring and controlling these applications using the traffic management in the network. So basically, the IP network today, we believe it is a little bit chaotic. All the applications taking time whenever they feel like they're taking the time through the network. By putting a traffic management, you will be able to control it, and that dynamic situation turn into more into static and predictable situation.
So now, see, when we talk about end customers, we are talking about the dedicated bandwidth which we allow, because when we're looking at the customer service issue or the quality of service that we provide as a company, we would say, if you are my customer, I'm going to give you the best experience. So if we need to, we will create a dedicated connection for them or a dedicated bandwidth. Now, when we talk about internal, we always talk about going and picking any bad job which is going to totally consume the network 100%. We would just schedule them at night. So we do have things which are already allowing us to, you know, take care of the bandwidth bottleneck issues to some extent. Yes, you know, 100% is not there, but still to quite an extent. So it has to be a cost-value analysis to be done on these solutions to see if it is, if we have a valid workaround and it's not costing us even a single penny, then why bring in these solutions? So, you know, what's your rebuttal to this?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that enterprise IT shops now have more business pressure on them than ever before. And clearly, every executive, every director-level person I talk to about projects today are going through, whether it's a return on investment analysis or a cost-benefit analysis, really business-centric analysis about why they should purchase X product and what that is going to bring, not only from the technology side, but from the process side, as well as the impact on a particular business service that company is trying to make more efficient. And so, you know, there's basically the technology case for it and the business case for it. And, you know, historically, you know, most IT shops have just thrown more bandwidth at it, and quite frankly, that's too tactical, and it's not really going to solve the problem long term. So, you know, in a nutshell, not only is the business analysis becoming more critical and really a requirement, but certainly the need to look for, I would say, smarter solutions versus just more tactical in terms of, oh, let's just buy more bandwidth. You know, there are solutions now that you can get a lot of technical and business value out of, as well as important data that can help IT professionals do their jobs more efficiently, as well as become more business savvy about what they're doing versus just talking about the bits and bytes.
PG, do you have any...
Yeah, I just want to add what Steve said. I think all the customers that we work with in enterprise, definitely today, they are doing an ROI calculation. And without an ROI calculation, without return within 6 to 8 months, that none of the enterprise spending money today. And most of the places that we found, they do see very easily they get ROI between 6 to 8 months time frame with the traffic management. And the key thing is today, because of the security concerns, most of the very large network that they have one connection to internet. So all the remote sites come through a frame relay or MPLS network to the central site headquarters, then they have one link to the network. So everybody in the remote site using the internet through their intranet, right? So all kind of traffic generated in the remote site, from the remote site, and remote site could be 128K or 256K or even T1, and the central site could be an OC3 or 45 megabit services. So because of this, they really have to prioritize for the voice over IP. They really see just increasing bandwidth, 400 or 500 remote site, is a huge cost. And again, increasing the bandwidth is doesn't really make any sense sometimes, because we have some customer with a large amount of traffic in the peer-to-peer traffic. music download or music upload. We have some customer with people listening to internet radio. And you, as you know, that if you have 1,000 employee, few of them listening to internet radio, that will suck up all that bandwidth versus voice over IP. So dynamically application prioritization, such as voice over IP, is very important in the network.
Now, see, necessity is the mother of invention. Do you think traffic management solution or this bandwidth management solution is the result of the abuse of the network bandwidth that was available by employees or somebody else? Is that is what evolved this, or there was something else which actually brought this into being?
The customers that we have seen is not really the abuse. In the enterprise market, it's not the abuse. In the service provider market, we see a lot of abuse that service provider want to manage this properly. But the enterprise is really the response time, application response time. They see the response time going down dramatically, and they are thinking about major overhaul of the whole network. That means you have to change the routers, you have to change the bandwidth, you have to change the security system, versus able to optimize by using traffic management, able to see what is going on the network. Like Steve said, using that information, monitoring, reporting information, you can actually do the capacity planning. How much bandwidth really need to increase? Is it go from 128 to T1, or is 128 to 256K?
Exactly, and that's what we also hear from clients as well, specifically the enterprise clients. Is it's all about application response time and availability, and that's really becoming more and more critical as it becomes very much business revenue and supporting lines of business.
So it's basically what you're saying is that we are talking about business loss due to the limited bandwidth or slower response time, and the productivity issues are the ones which are primarily pushing such solutions. Or like, that's why there's a pull marketing effect going on here, where enterprises see that yes, they need this versus they're buying it out of fear because somebody's abusing it.
That's we're seeing in the enterprise market. And that relates to the ROI also. Like, think about Citrix deployment, which is client-server type of deployment, right? And we see, it takes 10 seconds versus 2 seconds refresh cycle in each screen, and multiply by 1,000 employees, you're talking about a huge ROI.
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, when we talk about the traffic management solutions in general, it must have started somewhere. And what was its shape then, and what it is now, and what has caused these? What has been responsible for this evolution in this regard, in the way it has evolved over the years? So let's look at this aspect when we come back from the break. Please stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix is the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.abbal.com today. Avaal is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avaal can help your company, visit www.avaal.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avaal, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Have you ever wondered how successful business people got that way? Now you too can learn the business skills needed to propel you and your company forward. Listen to Business Breakthroughs every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern with host Freddie Ray. On the show, Freddie and her esteemed guests will share cutting-edge techniques to improve your productivity and leadership skills to increase bottom-line results. So for expert advice, listen to Business Breakthroughs with Freddie Ray every Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com on the SurfNet Radio Network, brought to you by SurfNet Media Group, publicly traded under the symbol SFNN.
Join Mike Brady, Ph.D., every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for International Business Perspectives. On the show, Mike and his guests will discuss international business issues for Americans abroad and foreign nationals in the U.S. The show will also deal with the issues of business, language, culture, taxation, and travel in a practical and entertaining format. Get insight on the current issues facing the international business community. Listen to International Business Perspectives with Mike Brady, Ph.D., every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Politics and business go hand in hand. To find out how, tune into the Tammy Says Show every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. The Tammy Says Show will feature informative and influential guests involved in the political world, as well as some of today's top business leaders. So tune in every Monday and get your questions answered as she cuts to the chase in the issues that affect your bottom line. That's the Tammy Says Show every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk Radio, BusinessAmerica.com.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com, the leader in live business talk radio.
Welcome back to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jogal, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. Call in with your questions at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is getting the best out of an enterprise network, and our guests are P.G. Narayanan and Stephen Elliott. P.G. Narayanan is the CEO of Allot Communications, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Allot Communications that is responsible for Allot activity in America. Steve is a senior analyst in IDC's network and service management program, focusing on research and analysis of the enterprise and service provider network management markets and the impact of these technologies on IT organizations. Before the break, we started touching upon the topic of the evolution of this technology. How has it evolved over the years? What were the needs earlier and what was provided earlier as a solution, and how are the needs changing, and how the CIO and the CXOs of the world should see this need and at least realize that they have a need and correspondingly adopt this technology. So, guys, please go ahead.
I think certainly from the executive standpoint, there's, I think, a growing need for most CXOs to really recognize some emerging technologies like traffic management that can have an impact on their business services that they're trying to define, and certainly now that they're trying to implement service level agreements on. And I think that when you look across the spectrum of networking technologies that are emerging, whether it's wireless, voice over IP, faster speeds, there's just a plethora of problems that need to be solved, and a lot of them are related to management, and they always have been. So, you know, there's a critical opportunity here for CXOs to step up and say not only that there are, you know, they're going to make a definitive investment from a technology purchase standpoint, but they're also going to really focus on the processes and the staff requirements at the tactical level that can help them really drive the business through technology investment. And clearly we've seen time and time again companies that have these types of leadership teams really, you know, break the mold and really bring their IT and business alignment closer as well as and create a strong competitive advantage. And we've seen it through projects that would include WAN optimization, traffic management, even network configuration, where downtime's been an issue. So, you know, it's something that we recommend highly to executives we talk to from an IDC perspective.
Did you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, in terms of the requirement, the major reason for traffic management is the consolidation of application into IP. You know, if you look at few years before, people are doing ISDN or running SNA on a different network from your IP. Now, all these different networks consolidated into one IP backbone networks. Because of that, you really need to prioritize the application. You really need to see what is going on through that network. Before, you didn't need to do, because each application almost had its own dedicated network, backbone networks. That's the key things that happening today. And a lot of times, like Steve said, I think earlier, that IT manager or CXOs, you know, the easiest way, try to put more bandwidth, more resources, rather than optimizing what you have. And it's very important today's economy to create the right ROIs and optimize your network and tune your network to the best performance. And very important in terms of the IP network, you know, change the dynamic nature into more predictable nature.
So let's pick up a topic with respect to e-business. When we talk about any B2B transaction or e-business within the same organization, maybe there is a geographically remote branch that a company might have, then what's going to happen is people would use web services and they would use other ways to communicate. Especially with e-business happening across companies or across enterprises, then we are not able to mandate traffic management across enterprises. You can only do things best at your end, but you cannot mandate, like, you know, you're not a big, if you're at the, say, receiving end, you cannot say, we need you to also, the other party to also adopt traffic management. How do you deal with this? Doesn't it become a weakest link issue that you, even though you have the best traffic management in place, the other company does not, so then you are back to square one?
Sanjog, there is a way to manage, probably not 100%, but to go to the very high level. Having a traffic management in your site, first of all, you have the control of inbound traffic and outbound traffic. So if your remote site accessing to your website and this is a critical application, the traffic management like from a lot, that you can actually prioritize that application to that particular website, give higher priority rather than coming some file transfer or some other application is not time critical. So you can actually prioritize them for incoming traffic. Now the outgoing traffic also, part of the traffic management, we can classify them into different prioritization and put the tagging on it, toss bit and diff serve bit tagging on it, then send to the MPLS cloud, and the other side, so the MPLS cloud will prioritize those applications and the receiving end get the priority. So accordingly, end to end, you will get most of the TCP/IP traffic, you can have higher priority and manage properly.
Well, I think there's also a response from service providers, you know, who own these massively global networks, to really pick up the pace from a management perspective and look at, you know, traffic management tools and ways in which they can become more efficient at the delivery of their services. And so, you know, it is, you know, clearly when you start talking about the implementation of some of these tools, depending on their architectures, you know, sometimes, sure, questions do come up as to the amount of granularity they can collect. But, you know, more often than not, specifically within enterprise deployments, you know, clearly there is an end-to-end capability, as PG described, and, you know, there is a noticeable return on investment for users who make the deployment.
One more just point on Sanjog is because most of these applications are web-based, which is again very time-sensitive, time sensitive applications, it is very important to get the application prioritization. So again, traffic management come to a key aspect to solving the response time.
Well, when we talk about any technology, we always see that, you know, there would be multiple players coming in the marketplace, and they would try to provide solutions. But there has been a chronic issue where everybody is touting their own horn about how to do things the best way, and that's where I guess standards bodies come into play. Has there been any effort, a collaborative effort among vendors and potential customers to form such a body which will kind of form the ground rules for this technology?
Well, I think when you think about best practices specifically within enterprise shops in the U.S., you know, you have to consider different maturity models such as the IT Infrastructure Library, ITIL, COBIT, you know, Six Sigma from the business perspective. There are a number of maturity models that are being adopted within enterprise IT organizations that are helping them become more efficient at the way in which they run their networks. And it runs the gamut, but clearly there are some of IT shops that we talk to are standardizing on some of these pseudo standards, at which how, you know, to help them understand how they run their networks, how they identify problems, how they make changes, how they adjust their service level agreements. So there are pseudo standards that these technologies can fit into rather nicely, specifically from an operational workflow standpoint, problem identification, change management, these types of areas that users are becoming more comfortable with. And, you know, IT shops that we talk to in Europe are by far a little bit more advanced on this area, specifically for, you know, the IT Infrastructure Library. And we're seeing a much faster uptake, specifically over the past 2 to 4 quarters, of U.S.-based shops that are looking at these types of maturity models and trying to identify which will work best for their, you know, project allocation.
In the Alert product, we are totally standard-based. I'll give you an example. Our configuration interface is web-based. You can configure the product through LDAP, which is a standard. You can extract all the reporting, real-time historical reporting to ODBC, which is another standard. We have MRTG and SNMP interfaces. We have the capability to tag VLAN tagging, diff serve tagging, which again interface very nicely with backbone network like MPLS. So our product is quite a bit standard-based, but as far as I know, there is no a standard body just for traffic management to pull all these together, which is, again, is probably not that important because we are pretty transparent in the network. You can put our box one end and somebody else's box the other end. Still, because we are all IP-based, we should be able to work to the end-to-end. It's not like a router or some other product like that.
And see, the responses from Steve were more from the, you know, end customer standpoint, and they definitely have standards for IT management, so they would be okay. And from your side, PG, when you mentioned about, you know, you using standard protocols, etc., that's perfectly good when we are talking about your software, your solution going to different companies and they're being able to adopt it. Many times what happens is that if we do not have a standard framework of creating these, then somehow there could be compatibility issues coming for different customers adopting it, or maybe there's one company in U.S. and the other branches in U.K., for example, then both of them end up buying two different products. Maybe one could be a lot and some other product could be somebody else's. So in that situation, if it was based on a standard framework where we say, okay, if it is used, a lot uses ODBC, then basically ODBC is the basic protocol which is going to be used by all traffic management solution vendors. So that's what I was referring to. But we can definitely delve into this if need be after the break. So please stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix, the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix online at 1-800-797-3011.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Aval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Tune in every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time for Change in Context with Linda Ireland and Chris LeVictor Mahai. On the show, Chris and Linda bring you topics and tools and interesting perspectives each week to help you as your business grows into a successful corporation. So whether you're out to change the world or the world is changing around you, then you need to tune in to Change in Context with Linda Ireland and Chris LeVictor Mahai right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Real business issues, real business talk.
Make you feel 6 feet under? Tune in to One-on-One with nationally known columnist Jay Whitehead to learn ways to turn your career around. Heard every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, Jay will give you tips on promotions, salary negotiations, relocation, and the real skinny on bonus money. So tune in and get out of the 9-to-5 rut with One-on-One with Whitehead every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com on the SurfNet Radio Network. Brought to you by SurfNet Media Group, publicly traded under the symbol SFNM.
BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
When is it time to sell?
Where do I turn for honest advice on my portfolio?
For the answers to these questions, tune in to Trading in Today's Markets with Oliver Alvarez and Greg Capra every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Oliver, Greg, and their guests will discuss the daily going-ons of Wall Street, as well as give you tips on how to identify the hottest sectors and trends in the market. Improve your portfolio. Listen to Trading in Today's Markets with Oliver Alvarez and Greg Capra. Broadcast live on Business America Radio every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific
Competition. Don't get left behind. Tune in to A Step Ahead, moving your business forward to extraordinary results with Pat McGraw every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Pat and her guests will show you how to build your company's competitive advantage by leveraging your human assets. So whether you're a large business looking to meet market demand and increase profit, or a small business just getting your feet wet in today's business world, tune in to A Step Ahead, moving your business forward to extraordinary results with Pat McGraw. Turn your organization into a competitive advantage every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the bottom line of business talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com. The leader in live business talk radio.
You are listening to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who have just tuned in, today's topic is getting the best out of an enterprise network. Our guests are P.G. Narayanan and Stephen Elliott. P.G. Narayanan is the CEO of Allot Communications, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Allot Communications, and that is responsible for Allot activity in America. Steve is a senior analyst in IDC's Network and Service Management Program, focusing on research and analysis of enterprise and service provider network management markets and the impact of these technologies on IT organizations. Before the break, we discussed about the best practices and the standards, etc., which would be needed for, you can say, a smooth evolution of this technology, and at the same time it will facilitate adoption across the world whenever these technologies being provided by multiple vendors. Now, going back, is there any other thought on this, or should we continue with the next question?
Sanjog, just want to clarify one more thing on the traffic management, especially a lot traffic management. Our product is, you can take our product on an existing infrastructure without changing anything within 15 minutes that you can put our box in and start collecting information, the real-time information we talked about, the application level information and the user level behaviors very easily. And because of that, also that our interfaces are all standard based, is having an overall framework of another standard. You know, I'm not sure it's really needed today, and we have not seen that. And especially your point about deploying in a very large network, we are found most of the time when it's a very large network being deployed, usually with one vendor rather than multi vendors.
All right. Now, if we had to talk about the algorithm, when we talk about some intelligence built in into this tool, would we say this is a rule-based engine or an intelligence where you got some fuzzy logic in there which will intelligently go and route traffic on the fly?
Well, the traffic management today is different from the routing protocol, BGP and OSPF and so on. So we are in sync with the routing information which link the applications are running, but we are not in terms of actively participating in the routing aspect of it. For example, when we were talking about MPLS, that we sit in the edge and classify all the application protocols and the users, and then we can tag them through DiffServe or TossBit, tag them, then you can map them to each different MPLS flows, so that way that you have end-to-end traffic management capabilities.
Well, I think the critical thing, too, to recognize is that the routing protocols or the routing capabilities, route optimization capabilities of some of the, you know, Cisco's of the world have very limited, capabilities in terms of recognizing and tying back what that information is to the business perspective. And, you know, quite frankly, the pretty limited capabilities. Now, with that said, Cisco out of the major hardware vendors is becoming a little bit more aggressive in looking at these types of technologies. But, you know, to date, it's still very limited, and it's important for users to recognize, you know, again, what their core requirements are for, optimization technologies, and specifically from a networking standpoint, the amount of capabilities that they're going to require to improve their application response times and to be able to get additional value out of the data that's collected, as well as create reports and integration points into their existing legacy infrastructure management.
So when we spoke about network traffic, I definitely agree with you that, you know, it's more the job of a router versus, you know, a solution sitting on top of it. But when we talk about the bandwidth management, which was primarily one of the flagship reasons why this thing would be picked up by companies, because they want to see a report of what's going on. And at the same time, it will automatically change quotas on things which are not supposed to be used or abusing the network and taking away the thunder from other applications. So in that, is there no intelligence as such built into this, or this is primarily a rule-based, as I asked earlier?
Sanjay, the product consists of quite a bit of intelligent IP knowledge, especially in the application layer. For example, a lot of product can support more than 600 applications. Applications such as Citrix, we can go into not just say it is a Citrix application, inside Citrix we can say it's an Excel or a Word or PowerPoint or who the user is. For example, on the peer-to-peer is very, is it Kazatu or Morpheus and old days Napster, which port is running through. So there are a lot of work involved in terms of identifying, classifying this, and these applications run dynamically in your network. So it's not just simple rule-based. It is learning, it is dynamic, it's identifying, and of course, controlling. And the end result is optimizing your network and giving more intelligence to the IT guys.
And I think the additional intelligence, too, it's important to recognize there's some correlation pattern matching technologies that are patented or patent pending in many of these technologies that add the intelligence and the capabilities to not only recognize bandwidth per user, but also recognize potential security breaches. And I think that there are, you know, predictive capabilities, deterministic algorithms, Markov modeling, SIGINT analysis, I mean, things that are very much used for pattern recognition and data modeling in a level of sophistication that you won't really find to date in any, from Cisco or other hardware perspective, routing optimization capability from a hardware vendor.
So let's look at an ideal situation. What, in your definition, would be an ideal traffic management solution, a network traffic management solution, which also would include bandwidth management? And what constraints at this current situation, the way the technology is and the other customers' constraints, that would prevent us from developing such a solution?
Well, Sanjay, like I was saying earlier, it's the key thing about when you look at traffic management, make sure you take a product which you can analyze the applications, today's application you already have in your network, and also the future application, the dynamic application. Few years ago, we were not thinking about instant messaging. Now instant messaging is a very big thing, or internet radio, or peer-to-peer traffic is not a big thing. So we need to have a work with a company or a product who is really focusing on application, and based on that, you decide which product you need to deploy. And also scalability, I think, is very important. In central site, you need a gigabit throughput or able to scale to a gigabit, and the remote site, you want cost-effective enough to go to 128K.
And to add to that, I think the really ability of both executive leadership and IT organizations, as well as even at the tactical level, folks to recognize that, you know, this can become part of an overarching service management solution strategy that these companies are formulating, and it can really help improve application delivery, application performance, and ultimately revenue opportunity of the companies that choose to make this a more strategic decision versus just something that's tactical.
On behalf of the show and our listeners, I would like to thank you, PG, and Steve, for sharing your thoughts about what it takes to get the best out of an enterprise network using the network traffic management solutions.
Sanjay, thank you for inviting us. We really appreciate it. I think it's a very important topic, and thanks for the opportunity to describe to your audience.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Any enterprise network is subject to abuse by unwarranted network traffic, as well as really needed bandwidth hogging applications. Unlike hardware and storage, bandwidth is not a commodity as yet, especially if the communication is going beyond the four walls of an enterprise. For a technology like network traffic management, the value lies in its ability to continuously optimize the available bandwidth usage and also proactively flag the organization about impending bottlenecks. Can this technology ever replace a dedicated human resource, or have you used this technology in your enterprise and has it created value? Please let us know. Send your emails and comments at talkshow.participate@awol.com. That is talkshow.participate@awol.com. Thank you again for listening to Managing Technology the Right Way. This is Sanjog All, your talk show host. Till next Friday, take care and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Managing Technology the Right Way. Please join Sanjog All next Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.